Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today, you have the opportunity of hearing from a guy who's been in online for years, started off doing the web design for a lot of the internet marketing gurus, and then, most importantly, has figured out anything and everything there is to do with email autoresponders. So, Dave Miz, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
I am so excited. This is one of those crazy things where you were introduced to me through a mutual friend. I know we've kind of both been in the space for a long time. Paths haven't crossed. And I'm so excited to kind of find out more about your story, kind of what you've been doing. I know that we were talking earlier offline basically here as far as getting autoresponder analytics. I know it was your company up and running, connected with ClickFunnels. But In the meantime, I know a lot of people would love to know kind of your story, especially since you started off kind of as the web designer for a lot of these internet marketing gurus. If you don't mind, tell people a little bit about your backstory and how it relates to them as far as other ClickFunnels users.
Sure. So, I think my story kind of relates similar to, pretty much everybody that's using ClickFunnels or every internet marketer. You know, like I was in a really crappy job. And I'm going to try to keep this PG as possible, just for, because I know Russell. So, I was in a really crappy job. The year was, it was like 99, early 2000, like 1999. And I was working. Have you ever seen the movie Wolf of Wall Street?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard a ton about it.
Yeah. So, most people know the movie. So I used to do that for work in my early 20s.
Oh my gosh.
So like, yeah, like what you see in the movie, like I actually lived it and experienced it. and I was like 21 at the time, 22. And I didn't know what I was doing. I kind of just got swept up into it. And it was amazing. I got the best sales education I could ever ask for. But I hated my job. You know, like some months I'd make good money, some months I wouldn't, you know. And when, if you see the movie, there were certain scenes where, you know, like people lose all their money and, the brokers are like hiding under the desks, you know. And yeah, those days were not fun. So I got out of that to do internet stuff. This is like when the dot-com boom was starting, like 99, 2000. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make websites. And I literally like walked into the office the next day and told the bosses I'm quitting like a six-figure job to go make websites. And they looked at me like I was nuts. So I started doing that and I started building websites. I started learning how to do that. And I ended up going to advertising school and, one thing led to another. And I just started going down this rabbit hole of how to make money on the internet, back then, I don't know if you can relate to this, but like I'm real big into sports. And when I first started on the computer, on the internet, I didn't know what to do. I was like, where do you go? What do you do? You know, this is like 2000 back then. And I would just go to like ESPN.com and, one thing led to another. And I started just finding out stuff about making money on the internet. But I had no idea how I was going to do it. You know, I wasn't an expert at anything. I was just building websites. So I started, just posting on these marketing forums and stuff. And I started getting clients. I had no idea who they were. But it turned out that some of them were really big, internet marketers, guys like Armin Morin, Alex Mandosian, Mark Victor Hansen. I did some work for.
That's awesome.
Mark Joyner, Rich Schafferin. I started doing work for all these internet marketers. And I would literally bug these guys like night after night, especially Armin Morin, because he was like a night owl. So I just bugged the hell out of this guy, asking him a million questions. And I didn't know how they were making all this money. I wasn't great at writing copy. I wasn't good at driving traffic or any of that stuff. You know, I was just good at, designing cool stuff. So I said, okay, like I was spending a lot of time on the computer. And, like we mentioned earlier, I was 28 or 29 at the time. And I was spending a lot of time on the computer and I was single. So I started doing online dating. This is like early 2000, 2001. And I did it for a few years and I ended up getting really, really good at it to the point where I was never able to see my friends because I always had to date. and one thing led to another. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make a product about this. And I never thought in a million years I'd make a product about dating. I always thought
so
I was going to be
an expert in the dating niche. Huh?
Yeah. So I was doing like online dating, match.com and stuff like that. And, obviously it's all through email. So I got really, really good at figuring out how to get people to do things through email, how to make women respond through email, how to get them curious, how to get them to want to go out with me, how to, you know, send me their phone numbers, all these things that guys were usually having problems with, I figured out. And I started selling a course on it. So it was like 2005, early 2005. I had met a guy online in one of these marketing groups, and it turns out he was working for somebody that was in the dating niche, this guy that was doing $20 million a year, Eben Pagan. I'm sure, sure. You know who Eben. So he had this $20 million a year dating business, and he said, I'm gonna hook you up with an interview. He wants the interview because I told him what you were doing. So long story short, we do this interview, and they say, okay, we'll let you know when it's going to come out, probably in a couple of months. So like 2 or 3 weeks go by. It's a Saturday morning. I hop on my computer with a big hangover, and there's like 800 emails, and they all say the same thing, basically in one form or another. Like we heard the interview, went to the site, and there's nothing there. So I email these guys back. I'm like, what interview? What website? Remember, I've got like 2 or 3 months of, you know, time that I could make this product. So, you know, it was basically they released this interview without telling me a couple of weeks later.
That's awesome.
So I had all these emails. I had no website. So I spent the whole weekend putting this website together. And now I had this email list. So I was getting these emails, not a lot. I mean, maybe like 1,000 or, you know, I think when I launched, I had 1,788 emails. So not like a ton of emails, but I had nothing to sell them. And I had a Mac, and this is like 2005. There was no Camtasia for Mac. There was no ScreenFlow. So I had to borrow a friend's computer who had a PC. He was out partying all weekend, and I would record these, you know, videos. I made this product. But the whole time, I had to stall this list. I said, if I don't send any emails, you know, this list is going to get cold, and then I'm going to ruin this real good opportunity. So mind you, I had $2,000 to my name at that point. I was living upstairs for my folks, trying different things, you know, nothing was really working. And, you know, this was kind of like do or die time at that point.
Of course.
You know, it was either like, go get a job or, you know, this is going to work. So I put the site up. I wrote the sales letter myself because I only had $2,000, you know, to my name at that point. I couldn't afford a copywriter. So I put it up, and lo and behold, it went absolutely nuts the first day. I did like $38,000 the first day selling one DVD.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I remember going downstairs to my parents, and like my parents were home that day. And I remember going, I'm like, Dad, I just made like $5,000. Didn't flinch. And went back upstairs, came back, you know, a couple hours, like, Dad, I'm at like $12,000. Didn't flinch. Came back when I hit like $18,000. That's kind of like when he started like taking notice. He's like, what are you doing? And, you know, like people don't know what we do. And, you know, it's like an internet thing. Okay. Like it was like in one ear, out the other ear. He totally didn't get it. And, you know, like for somebody that's never experienced that before, I'm sure some people that are watching this or listening to this have, some people haven't. You know, at this point, you know, I went from $2,000 to $38,000 in my account in like one day. And I knew at that point my life was never going to be the same. You know, it's crazy. It's like a life-changing moment. And you're like Russell says, you're literally just one funnel away. You know, it's not like a line. It's really, really true. So for the first 5 years, that business did about $930,000 with no ad spend. That was all profit, which was really, really awesome. I mean, crazy. A million, you know, I was a millionaire within 5 years, you know, which is nuts. Now, it sounds great, but that was like probably about 200, maybe 200, 250 grand a year, which is a good income. You know, it's a good living. So it's not like I was sitting there making $1 million a year, you know, a little bit of a different context. But 3 weeks after I launched that site, my dad got sick with stage 4 cancer. So for everybody that's listening, you want to talk about the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. I mean, you really don't get. Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's just a life lesson, you know, sometimes things happen in life and you really can't control them. So I literally went from having this raging monster of a website, of an offer that was making money like hand over fist, to I don't have the desire or time or energy or like mental capacity to, you know, to grow it or deal with it, because I've got like, you know, the most important person in my life, my dad, you know. So that was like a really stressful time. And I really had to figure out ways to make money with the business while not having to be there, because we were literally like fighting for my dad's life. You know, it was really, really serious. So, you know, I really made all my money through email. I had to figure out ways to like set it and forget it, or, you know, because I was in the hospital all day. I was at, you know, doctors, this treatments, it was nuts. So it did really well, but, you know, obviously I'm on two different extremes here. Three years after my dad passed, well, my dad passed away 2 years after that in 2007. 3 years after that, my mom got breast cancer in 2010.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And luckily, knock on wood, they caught it early, you know, and she's okay. But, you know, within a 5 year period to lose my dad to cancer, who was perfectly healthy before, and then having my mom get it, it was, you know, it's crazy, crazy, crazy time, you know, probably not in a good way, but, you know, the whole time I really made all of my money through email. I suck at paid traffic. I tried SEO and, I got my site banned in 2011. So I gave up with that because it was too slow. I wasn't getting any results.
So out of the all those thing, years of email marketing, what's that boil down to? You were crushing it, being able to work. I mean, just part-time because you're taking care of everything else. So, I mean, my gosh, it's crazy.
So I figured out there was like five kinds of emails that I was sending out, like five very specific styles of emails that I was kind of sending that I didn't really see too many people were sending. And I kind of figured, okay, these are the five styles. Like I was doing Q&A emails. So I got that from one guy that I was following, and I would send out like weekly Q&A emails. I would collect all the emails that my subscribers were sending me. And instead of messaging them privately, I would just send them a long Q&A email. This was really good because it was like social proof, you know, like I'm helping them, I'm answering their questions, I'm giving them value. And at the end, I'd have a little pitch for my stuff. And I would send these out every week, and these would work really good. And then in between there, I would send out these like really short curiosity-based emails. So you wouldn't really know what they were or what it was about, but you'd click through. And so I started adding in all these different styles of emails, because I think what happens is for most people is they get stuck doing the same style of email. And when your subscribers catch on to what you're doing, so to speak, that air of mystery is gone. That mystique is gone. And when you lose that, you lose kind of the mojo, if you will. So you always want to keep your subscribers kind of like on their toes, not knowing what to expect.
I love that idea. Curiosity has always been one of the main things for us as in anything we've ever built. Curiosity is by far the headline that gets open the most. It's the one that engages people the most. I love that idea.
Well, here's to riff off of that. So I was doing that for a while. And what I noticed is I was probably hitting a certain segment of my list, and I was missing other segments on my list. You see, like people, you know, they talk about different modalities, like people respond differently based on the modality. Some people, they respond better when they see something,
right?
Like a video, for example. Some people do better when they hear it, and other people when they read it and experience it. Well, I kind of feel like people are like that as well as far as their emails. Some people respond better to curiosity-based messages. Other people, I found, respond better to fact-based messages. Other people respond better to story-based messages, and other people respond better to urgency and scarcity-based messages. So you're really hitting different, like, I wouldn't even call it modalities, but different segments of your market, okay? Like, maybe there's people that are very analytical, the engineers, the scientists, the doctors on your lists. Well, maybe they don't respond well to urgency. They don't respond well to curiosity. But when you hit them with a fact-based email, they can't dispute it, and they're you know, they buy in droves. And so when
you
start
segmenting your list by that kind of stuff, or are you?
I'm actually not. I'm actually not. I'm kind of ghetto with that. Maybe you know, I'm not as technical as I probably need to be with that. But you know, I'm sure most people are like that as well. But I just write different styles of emails. So like if I'm doing a promotion campaign, first email I'll do like a real curiosity based email. The next email, I'll do more of a fact-based email. And then from there, I'll do scarcity or story, scarcity, urgency to end the campaign. And it just kind of gives you like a framework of kind of how to write the email. You know, so it's not like what to write. It's okay, I've got to write an email based on, you know, to sell ClickFunnels, but it's all based on facts. So you're going to talk about, oh, you're saving time, you're saving this, you know, all the specific things, you know, and this works amazing, amazing. I can't tell you the difference, you know, that this made. And again, it's all comes.
David, I'm going to stop and have you repeat those so those people who are listening can hear it one more time as far as what – break down as far as what the different styles are again.
So the one of them I'll do is curiosity-based. The second email I'll send out would be fact-based. Then I'll send out one story-based, and then scarcity, and then urgency to end the campaign.
Love that idea.
So you're looking at like five emails in a campaign. You know, you can send this out Monday through Friday. Boom. You have your week.
I think that's awesome.
Affiliate promotion or product promotion or whatnot. And yeah, man, it works amazingly well.
Fantastic. So tell me, with all the – you've obviously seen literally millions of emails by now. What are some of the other conversion types of things that are tips and tricks that our listeners should be listening to be implementing in their business?
So like this is going to be so basic, but I mean, this literally like was a game changer for me, was really mailing my list more often. Okay. And it sounds so
so
stupid.
So how often do you mail? Cause that's what people always say.
You know, for years I was always doing like two or three a week cause I didn't want to like overload them. I didn't want to bother them. And then there was a period of time after my dad was sick and my mom was, you know, kind of wishy-washy with everything. And I didn't email my list for a few months and it was almost like they forgot about me. And like we always think like they always remember us and they care and they don't really care. You know, if you look at your Gmail box right now, in 2 days, the whole page is going to be completely different. And you're probably going to forget about any of those emails that were on that page today. And so your prospects are like this too. You know, we think that they care as marketers, but they're overwhelmed. They're just like we are. So
right. You
have to mail frequently. Okay. I mail every day. Every single day. Sometimes I mail twice a day. When I started mailing every day, my revenues went up probably like 2 or 3x just from mailing every day. And it's so stupid. I've got friends in the niche. I've got one friend who, I mean, this guy's the king of sending emails. I mean, he blows me away. I think he sends 2 or 3 a day, maybe
That's
four
crazy.
Sometimes.
So
every
Dave,
day.
Is this still in the dating niche?
Yeah, so it's still in the dating niche. However, I needed to get some legitimacy because I'm married and you know, I just wanted to not tell people that I was in the dating niche anymore. So, because you know, it's been like 12 years already. So, I started a golf offer like two years ago, and I've got an old friend of mine from high school that found me on Facebook, saw me on some internet marketing DVDs, and couldn't sell this golf product. So we rebranded it, rebuilt it, put a whole email system, kind of like what I'm talking to you now. And yeah, I mean, it's crushing. I think it's like the number one offer on ClickBank for golf.
Crazy. So how often do you email the golf list?
The golf list, you know, believe it or not, it's completely, I've automated it completely at this point. So it's got like a 30-day sequence for non-buyers. And then if they don't buy, they get moved into a different sequence where they're getting a mix of content video, you know, YouTube videos and offers, affiliate offers. And then once they buy, there's another 30-day sequence which sells them more stuff, gets them to consume the product, gives them more bonuses, et cetera. So that business literally for me is hands-free at this point. It's just all split testing the funnel and Facebook ads.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I know you with autoresponder analytics, when did you start that?
Well, I got the idea a few years ago. I was at a seminar. Do you know the guys, mindvalley.com?
Of course.
I'm sure you know them, but they're like a huge, like 8-figure-a-year company.
Yeah.
So I was at a marketing seminar, and the guy from Mindvalley Vision, he's the CEO. He was on stage speaking, and he was talking about how they keep track of their emails. And I was like, my ears perked up at this point because you know anything email. So they had a slide with an Excel spreadsheet, like a graphic. And he's like, this is how we keep track of all of our emails. I have like my virtual assistants. They spend like 2 or 3 hours a day going between all these different systems, and they put it on this spreadsheet. And I'm thinking, like, are you crazy? Like, these guys are doing like 8 figures a year. There's got to be some kind of software that does this. And I asked him afterwards, and he said, no, there's nothing. We haven't found anything that did it. And I was like, oh, my God. I was in spreadsheet hell as well. I had VAs doing the same thing they were doing. I hired guys off of Elance and Upwork to make these like complex spreadsheets that I had no clue how to use. And I tried $500 a month software, you know, that they would charge you to like do like an onboarding thing. So
right.
It was nuts. It was horrible. So, you know, I had this idea. I did this, you know, I bought this domain name and I never did anything with it. Kind of like everybody does, like most people do, right? So I was at a mastermind. I met this guy at another marketing seminar. again, you'll hear the constant theme, marketing seminars.
Yeah.
Go to as many marketing seminars as possible. You have to. You have to. If you're serious about this business, you have to. That will 2 or 3x your business easily by going to events. So I met this guy in the hallway at one of the events. Turns out he was a speaker at the event I was at, and he shared his story, how he went from like nothing to making like $500 million. And this guy's like 33 years old. So we struck up a friendship, and we kept in touch. And I mean, for me, by far, I mean, like by far, I come from a very blue, my dad was a mechanic. My mom worked in the department store. So I, very, very middle-class family. For me to meet somebody like that was like life altering for me, you know,
awesome.
Like, I mean, that was like so amazing. And I think people come into your life for different reasons. Everything happens, you know, in life for different reasons. You know, like my dad passed away. I don't know why it happened, but it helped bring me closer to my mom and my sister. So that's the benefit. That was the blessing from that. Right. With this guy, I don't know why he was brought into my life, but at this mastermind, he asked me, what are you working on? And I told him this idea that I just told you about, this, you know, this seminar that I had, I saw, and you know, my frustrations with emails and stuff. And I told him about the software idea I had, and he said, this is a really good idea. You know, the market needs it. You need to build it. I was like, really? Because, you know, like you have your ideas and, you know, maybe you're not confident, and, you know, you just have like your crazy 10 o'clock at night, you know, night idea. But to hear confirmation from a guy that's worth $500 million, that's done this before, and saying, you build it. So I'd never built software in my life before. I sketched it all out on my journal, and took pictures of my iPhone, and I started sending them to different developers I was interviewing. And I found one group of developers that really got it and understood it. And that was 2 years ago. So it literally took two years to build. Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long, crazy rip.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I know that we're in the process of you guys are looking at some different ways as far as integrating with ClickFunnels on that. As we get close to wrapping things up, any other conversion type of tips or tricks you want to make sure that our listeners are aware of?
Email your lists. I'm in the ClickFunnels group. I'm active in the ClickFunnels group. I mean, I'm saying this for you guys because I know who this is going out to. You know, listen to what Russell is teaching you. Like seriously. I mean, I've known the guy for a decade. Okay, what he's teaching you is real. What he's teaching you works. The software ClickFunnels is amazing. I don't use it because I have the curse of being able to build all this stuff myself. But I've used it for other people that I know, for clients, and it's amazing. I mean, the stuff that he's teaching everybody it's amazing. I see the case studies in the group. I mean, the people posting the results. I'm trying not to F-bomb, but it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Well, we appreciate it very much.
It's crazy. Well, again, so, I mean, like, if there's anything I can share, anything, email your lists, email your customers, have your sequences set up, and make sure you're tracking your emails. You know, I'm saying that for a reason, but you know, make sure you're tracking your emails, whether it's with my software or something else. Track your emails so you can improve your system. You know, like you wouldn't do Facebook ads without tracking them, right? Why would you do email without tracking it?
I love it. Well, Dave, thank you so much for being on the call today. I really appreciate taking time. And again, congratulations on all your success. We're excited.
Thank you so much. You too, Dave. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.